Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, folks. If you're looking for the three ways to make 3% show, I'm happy to say it's been canceled. This is Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli. In the studio with me is Christopher Smith.
Good morning.
And Derek Zirk.
Good morning.
I'm looking forward to hearing how Derek makes in a day what some of you make working 2,000 hours in a year. So if your dad told you to diversify, your broker told you to diversify, you've read books about investing and they say diversify, well, that's what this show is about. We are that other 10% that sometimes makes more than the 90% you're doing elsewhere. We like those other products and we strongly support the financial planner who is a show sponsor, Les Madsen. His information and all of our sponsors are at Market, the number 4 caster. And if you go to the radio show tab, they're listed there. You absolutely need some safe money, and he'd be a good guy to talk to, as well as how to structure things. I was reading this week an article by Dennis Rule. Dennis is a behavioral economist with J.P. Morgan, and he says the market anomalies of the past decade pointed to flaws in the widely supported efficient markets theory. That's just another reason to talk to Les. He has products that made money regardless of market conditions. So, by the way, I tweeted Rule's quote, earlier. You can join in that conversation on Twitter. It's at Market, the number 4 caster. And also on Facebook, conveniently, it's Market, the number 4 caster. You might want to have a pencil handy during the show just to take notes on things like that. Join in the discussion. I'd love to have your questions on Facebook or Twitter. And you also might want to write down our call-in number. That's 303-485-2152. That's our local number. And then 855-464-5905 if you need a toll-free number. So consider that this is our third show. In our first show, Ralph Young was our guest. He told how he uses the patterns that I teach, and he made over 300% in his first year with me. Derek's going to talk about how he makes five figures in a day sometimes. Ralph is in his third year utilizing my training, and he says he's already doubled his account this year. Trent Klein was on last week. He was our second guest. And at making only 160% a year, you know, he's kind of a slacker. But, he's in his 20s, so we're going to not be too hard on him. Trent is also, I'll remind you, a show sponsor. He runs Colorado Financial Education, and he's a great guy to help people understand on how to get out of debt and how to find an extra $3,500 in your budget without giving up your Starbucks habit. Speaking of which, I wanted to point out, I personally know most of our sponsors. You know, please consider using them. They're all good people. You know, Chris mentioned that he's doubled his account twice. I've made money every year and sometimes even make, 400% in a single year. And most people could live off of what our guest today makes in a single day. Derek, let's have a little teaser. Are you taking big risks?
Using your pattern of life, really not taking any risks. I put a stop in, but the nice thing about the system is I can chart using your system, and I can get in and get out based on the system.
Right. So Derek likes to, we're going to talk about fractals later today. Derek likes to pick the middle of the wave, which is the smart thing. That's actually the most profitable piece. So you'll recall from the last show, if you didn't hear it, go back and check the archives. But there's when something's on the move, it's moving in a pattern of five. So Derek will pick out that middle piece, and that's the most profitable one. And he likes to be in a short period of time, take his profits, and boom, get out. Other people are more comfortable with a swing trade. They're in for a couple days or a couple weeks. And some people just kind of want to be even less active. They probably won't make as much, but they're going to ride a longer period of time and just take what they get. So Derek, you're picking out that middle piece, but are you going in with any leverage? Are you using options or derivatives, anything fancy, or just buying, you know, shares?
Buying shares, using options. It depends on, you know, for me, it depends on what is going on in the market. If it's a little bit volatile, and the setup, that third wave that that's kind of what I like to follow, and right. That's where I like to put my big positions on, is on that third wave, and like to, that's okay. Where I make my money. Absolutely.
So, you were using options previously, but that didn't work as well, right? Aren't you mostly going in with just stock positions now?
For stock positions, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. So,
because they're heavier positions, right. And with the options, you know, they definitely are a little bit more volatile and more risky. And, you know, if I'm playing around with the $500,000, I'm more comfortable playing.
Sure. Yeah, that could disappear quickly if you're on the wrong side of an options trade.
That is correct, yes.
So you're not trading futures. This is not crazy risk. This is just buying shares like most people. It's just that the pattern of life, like you mentioned, shows you where to get in and where to get out.
That is correct. Now, everyone is a different trader. For me, I'm more conservative, but risky when the setup comes to me. I'll make that move, put a 10-15% stop, and
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I know a little bit about your life. You're a busy guy. You're running a hotel, and you don't have time to be trading all the time, but there's certain key opportunities that you want to take advantage of. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. Every night, I look at the market. If it's beginning to set up the way that I see where it's going to go, I'll focus a little bit more of my time and energy and make sure. One thing that's great about the stock market, the move doesn't happen in one day. You know, so you know if it's coming in that, if it takes a little bit of time for it to develop.
Sure.
And you know, one of the great things about playing the stock market for me, you know, might take 1 to 3 months for that move and to come about. But
to watch
I'm more patient. That's probably the biggest thing about the market that people lose their money is that they're not patient.
And I agree 100%.
So to me, yeah.
One of our trading rules is if you don't know what's going on, get out. And you're applying that rule perfectly. So there's places when we're a little confused, but there's places where you've just described where you feel like you've got a clear indication of what's coming. You get in, hit it, and get out. And even it, like you're also illustrating a great point too, that even when the market's, there's opportunity every day. So it doesn't matter if the market's going up or down. We make money both directions anyway, but there are stocks that are going up, even if the market's been falling, you know, over a period of time. We're going to have somebody call later who's been trading Sony. So even while the Dow was going up, Sony was falling. But he identified a term just perfectly, again, based on the pattern of life. And I think he was up over 40%, you know, at one point. So you know, listeners, you must kind of wonder why aren't more people using this if so many people are trading successfully this way. Ralph's made over 300%. Trent's made over 100. Derek, you know, makes $40,000 in a day sometimes. Chris has talked previously about doubling his account twice. One answer might be, according to Joe Coughlin, director of MIT's Age Lab, he says, new thinking, even when it's validated with empirical evidence, like I just listed off, it takes years, if not decades, to be integrated into the mainstream. But, he says, in relating to investing, we are at a tipping point. So when you look back over a decade, Derek and I were talking about this earlier, your old methods that you learned in college, in finance, are essentially, over the last decade, netting a zero, right?
That is correct.
So you had years where you made 10, 12, even 20%, but then it crashed using the old ways, and now that the Dow is back up to where it was, it's a net zero, right?
That is correct. You know, Eric, I wanted to also bring out one thing that, you know, when you think about investing into the stock market 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was at 14,000, and now the market is at 14,500, but, you know, over a 10-year period after inflation, you're losing money.
Right.
You know, so, but there, when the market's going up, everyone's a genius. But, you know, but when it goes down and no one's seen it coming, well, you know, with your system, you know, there's ways to benefit and, you know, hedge yourself.
You can, A, you can identify the top, and B, you can make money as it goes down. So, correct. Yeah, that's a good point. Even if the dollars are the same as what people had years ago, given inflation, you're right, they're still down. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. So let's review real quick. In the first show, we talked about how corrections work. That's the pattern of threes that I teach. In our second show, we talked about how the main pattern of five is the driver. That's where it's the biggest wave. And examples of both of these are on our website, market4caster.com. It's the presentation tab. And that's really it. There's two patterns. It's that simple, but it's just not easy. Our shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to that. And we've actually been very intentional here on the way we wanted to structure the first couple shows, so you wouldn't have to listen to months worth just to pick up the key pieces. But you can go back to market4caster.com and do the audio tab and pick up, you know, these first shows. Also want to let you know that the basic information is on, it's in my book. There's two ways to get the book. You can go to the website again and it says our book. And so you can order it there. That requires a $25 donation to the Boy Scouts. Do it right there on the tab. Otherwise I won't get notice that, that you made the donation. And then I also won't know that I'm supposed to send you one. It's a 72-page ebook, by the way. And then the other way to get it, the book, is to go do a test drive at one of our show sponsors. We worked out an arrangement with Prestige Imports, Porsche, Audi, Lakewood. And so if you have an interest in taking a look at a new car, man, are they nice. So speaking of sponsors, did anyone see The Thorn over the Easter weekend? Our sponsor, Ronna Smith, it was one of the actors in that. So she's a good lady. And, you know, 38% of this audience are actually millionaires. They have net worths over $1 million. But that leaves 62% that are still trying to get there. And you might consider supplementing your income. And Ronna Smith helps people do that. You know, even with just an extra $500 a month, Les and I can both work miracles with you. Ronna, I think, makes over $5,000 a month. But, you know, she puts in a full-time effort. So. And then you also might talk to Trent, who was on our show last time, Colorado Financial Educators. He generally finds $3,500 a waste in people's expenses. He says it's actually more than that usually. So you can jumpstart your investing between Ronna and Trent. That's $10,000 more free a year. And once again, all their information is at market4caster.com. So really on this show, we wanted to get down to one of the key ingredients to, you know, you've heard us say that we time things down to minutes. And for instance, Derek was just saying that he picks out that middle piece. Well, that takes timing. And the way that we find these things turns down to minutes. The way we find that middle piece right as it's about to launch is due to fractals. Chris, how do you explain fractals to people?
How do I explain fractals to people? excuse me. Well, fractals are basically one of those patterns you see in nature all the time. Easiest example I can think of is snap a twig off of a tree branch and look at the structure of the twig itself and then compare that twig to the branch itself. It's basically the same structure. And you snap that branch off and then take a look at that compared to the tree. And the tree resembles the branch, resembles a twig, and if you go smaller and smaller and smaller in different patterns, you see the same thing. Excuse me, a little phlegmy this morning. Another example is look at ice crystals on your windshield on a cold winter morning. You'll see triangular shapes about the same pattern. If you were to get a magnifying glass and look at that, you'd see the same patterns even though you're looking at it tighter. If you take that under a microscope, look at it 10 times, 20 times, 1,000 times until you got down to the atomic level, you'd see the same pattern over and over and over and over again.
Right.
reason why that's important in regards to this show is because you see those patterns of threes and fives all throughout the stock market. If you take the Dow from the very beginning up until the way it was yesterday and look at that compounded maybe monthly or weekly, you'd see that three and five pattern. You take that over the past year, you'll see that same pattern. You take that over the past month, same pattern. You take that over the day where it's tracked minute by minute, you'll again see that same pattern. And you'll not only see the same three by five patterns, but you'll see a specific pattern shape reproduced by minute, by
exactly.
day, by month. And that's one of the things that always fascinated me about it long before I met you. So does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's why I call it the pattern of life, is it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's so not only is it on every time frame, but it's also in every chart, as we've talked about previously. The metals, a chunk of metal sitting in the ground like gold, has the exact same pattern in it as wheat. Well, that must mean something. This must be a basic thing, just like we all have a similar heartbeat. Derek, you know, so he was just talking about the, you know, how you see fractals in nature. You see it in the patterns in stock charts. Is, you know, how is that playing into your timing of turns and when to get in, when to get out?
Nice thing about the system, you know, that I've developed over time is, think of it as a piece of cheese. I just want to get a bite out of the cheese. You know, someone thinks, you know, you know, for you to be successful, you need to know the whole pattern, wave one, two, three, four, five, and, you know, get in at wave one, get out at wave five. I mean, you know, nobody's that good, you know, and
my mentor said that years ago, that nobody gets in perfectly at the bottom and out perfectly at the top.
Correct. You know, so it helped me just to kind of, you know, if it's a ABC structure, if it's a C or a third wave.
So our listeners don't know that ABC is the pattern of threes.
Correct. The pattern of threes.
That's the corrections.
And, you know, so, you know, that's it's a great way to kind of, play it out in a form where if you are wrong and it goes against you, well, you can always go and short the market. So it's a great position. So that's kind of more of a, in terms of this market, you know, we are looking at it as I'm looking at it as a fifth wave. And, you know, it's pretty much, it's extending. And if someone were to want to make a little bit extra money, you can actually get in a day trade and put a stop in and try to, look at that pattern in a shorter version of time. Now, in terms of looking at the fifth of the fifth, we're looking at a little bit longer term period, you know, and I'm also trying to time this market to have a small correction. You know, it's being patient and
right. Absolutely. And the corrections are fun to play. I'll jump in with my thoughts on the fractals. Is I like to think of the Russian nesting dolls, how there's a bigger version, and then there's a smaller version of the same thing, and a smaller version of that, and a smaller version of that. So it keeps going down in a smaller and smaller pattern. And you could go back 7 years and look at Apple, that's AAPL, and you can see the one up, the fall rally fall, that's the correction, the ABC that Derek just spoke of, that's a two, and see how that worked together. The three fits in to the whole pattern. And then there's the long, strong move. That's three. It took a short break, four. And then there's that last pop. That's five. But you can also look in at the pattern of five in that last pattern of five.
Correct.
It's pretty obvious in there. You know, the Dow, when it fell for 18 months, well, there's a clear one down, two up, long, strong piece in the middle, three, another rally, four, and then another five to end. I have a good example of how the fractals work in my presentation on my website. You can go to the silver chart. That's in red. It's the very first video on the presentations tab. And you'll see how the subdividing, how silver subdivided, that third wave is the longest, strongest. And usually you can make out how that broke into five because it's so long and there's more detail. It's this subdividing that makes people crazy. It's why I include a newsletter for the, you know, that lasts a whole year, because it takes some time for people to get that. We're going to hear from one of our new traders, Jason, who traded Sony. He caught the ABC perfect, saw the bottom, and took a run up. So he's going to call in a little bit. Stay tuned, and we'll have that. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We were just talking about one of my very clever new students, Jason, and describing the trade that he – it's one of his first, I believe. We'll find out in a second, but he was trading Sony. Hey, Jason, are you there?
Right here, yeah.
Oh, perfect. So tell us, walk us through what happened with Sony. I believe you said that you saw the fall rally fall pattern. Is that right?
That is correct.
So, and we're just talking about fractals. That C wave, so the fall was A, the rally is called B. You and I refer to the last fall, the second one, as C. Did C break into, what kind of pattern did it break into?
It broke into the standard pattern of five. It was nice and clear cut, which is why I jumped on it.
It was or wasn't?
It was.
It was clear cut, good. And then did the fifth wave break into five?
When you take a closer look at it, yes.
Perfect. So what led you to even look at Sony? It wasn't something we were talking about in the newsletter.
Well, that's the thing. Going through your program and just things I do in life in general, sometimes it's best to look at what you feel comfortable with. And before I started trading with what you taught me, I did a lot of digital trading, fake money, and saw how good I would do. So when I saw Sony release their new technology, the PlayStation 4, I decided, let's take a look at the stock, see if they're bouncing back. Because I knew that about a year ago, on April 12th, they just started plummeting. And if you look at the chart, you follow your system from there, it's just a beautiful curve up. And that's when I decided to jump on it.
Yeah, I just pulled it up, and it's making a good rally. So it bottomed out at 9-something. Where did you get in?
It bottomed out at about that 9 in December. I got in right around the end of February at about 13.
Okay. And, oh, let's see. It's already topped 18. What have you made on it?
I've made about 50, 60%.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see. I'm not sure that's adding up, is it? If you got in at 13, maybe you got in a little earlier.
I think I got in a little earlier. I don't have it right in front of me, but.
Okay. Well, you know, I just don't want people to have exaggerated numbers. I'm coming up with somewhere, you know, north of 40. And looking at the time frame, let's see, that date. When did you enter the trade?
It was right before the beginning of March. It was right at the end of February before I went on my vacation.
Uh-huh.
I want to say, let me see, February maybe 25th.
Okay, so, you know, you were in for about a month and made in the neighborhood of 40%. See, here's the thing, and you know this, but professional traders, you know, mutual funds are looking to make 10% a year, and you're saying in a month or two, you're making what it takes them 4 years to do.
Oh, easily.
So that's remarkable. Good job. I think you're going to be one of my stars, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for calling in today.
Sure thing.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, everyone, I hope your mind won't explode if I pursue another rabbit trail. But part of the fun of being me is having great clients like Jason. Just I've got people out there watching things that I'm not watching. Derek has pointed out a few stocks that he's been watching, too, that, and we talk about it in our refresher courses. You know, they aren't on my radar screen. And, you know, my listeners and the readers of my column, you know, all benefit from that. The SEALs have a great, you know, saying. They say, individuals play the game, but teams beat the odds. So even though we've got a really neat tool here, it helps to have all of us kind of pulling together. So anyway, we want to talk to Derek a little bit about his business. He runs a hotel in South Boulder. Tell us about it. What's the name?
The Dace Hotel Boulder. It's right off Highway 36, Foothills Parkway, and Table Mesa. So that's what a location. It's a 80-unit property, managed and owned a property for 10 years, and it's a full service, about an $80 rate hotel. And so,
which in Boulder is phenomenal.
It's a great value.
And I've stayed there. Really comfortable rooms. You just went through an upgrade in the lobby. What else have you been doing there? Working on the restaurant a little bit, right?
Correct. You know, so, you know, with the hotel business, the trends are changing. We are, you know, renovating our hotel rooms, new walls, new 32-inch plasma TVs, new pull-top mattresses, you know, a great cafe. If anybody's interested.
I love that cafe. Your pierogies are sensational. It might be the best I've ever had. Are they made from scratch?
All from scratch.
Oh, good. I was hoping you were going to
tell me
food.
Cisco. Correct, yeah. So breakfast, lunch place, pierogies, if you're interested in, like vanilla farmer cheese, blueberry strawberries. For lunch, you know, we have a potato and cheese, a sauerkraut mushroom, and also something like a blend of pork, chicken, and beef pierogies. So it's a great place, and you know, would anybody in town like to get a tour of the place or a good reasonable rate in town, look us up. So the Dace Hotel in Boulder.
Well, you host parties, right? You have room for parties? What'd you say? You had a 70?
We can accommodate banquet facilities for 70 people.
Great. So that's kind of fun. I kind of have a feeling you're in your own personal third wave. And, of course, this relates to our own lives, of course, relate to these patterns as well. You bought that hotel, right?
Correct.
And it's appreciated a lot in value. Chris, I think, is probably in his third wave. We're you know, been talking about that lately. You have a new title. You're the Grand Poobah or something?
Something along those lines, yeah.
What is your official title now?
President. Of the Fort Collins Oaks Lodge.
No, there's more to it than that. What's the official title?
The official title?
Most honored.
President.
No, there's, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Grand Poobah.
Okay. That's fine.
So it's a matter of doing things right, though. So it's just like we talk about in, you know, just like there's timing in charts, there's timing in life. So you recognize those opportunities.
I would like to add, you know, just as far as, you know, you're mentioning about the third wave. And, you know, for me, you know, in the Boulder market, you know, we purchased that in March 2003, which I would consider that the bottom or the first wave. And the third wave, what I believe will be the third wave, you know, there's a lot of hotels that are going to be torn down by the end of the year. So a lot of supply being knocked out in the market.
Right.
And so that's just that third wave that that third wave that I'm going to try to capitalize in the market.
And that's the beauty of this system. So you can't possibly predict, I think it would be almost impossible to predict a drought and then trade corn off of that, or to predict flooding and that's going to cause Japan to, you know, have a nuclear reactor go down. But the right thing shows up at the right time. So here you are in your third wave, and then when your biggest competition is being torn down. So all of a sudden, less competition in the same demand.
Correct.
One of the things Chris and I talk about is the 10,000 hour rule, that it takes, you know, 10,000 hours to kind of become the master of something. And generally it takes about 10 years. So you're kind of hitting that point too, where all of a sudden you've primed yourself to be ready for that. Well, Derek, let's talk about your success with the trading of life a little bit. Tell us about some of your biggest days. How much have you made in a day?
My biggest day was about $40,000 a day.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There's some great opportunities that, you know, presented itself, you know, back in, you know, like August of 2011, where I've met you maybe 6 months prior to that. So, you know, it's just a great timing as well. I think everything's timing in life too.
Yeah.
You know, and we, you know, with your newsletter, and, you know, we, you know, I'm sure everybody, you know, reading a newsletter and just getting my feet started. You know, definitely caught those moves and did well, was very successful.
So what's interesting about you is you actually have a degree in finance, right?
That's correct.
Did you get these kind of returns with what you learned in college?
Being in college and a finance major, the kind of education that you're teaching, where do you find it? You know, they don't teach this kind of stuff in college. And
right.
I think that's probably why I would say, yeah, right, you're not making that kind of money, because of the fact that people are used to financial planners, the CNBC, the talking heads, you know, telling them, you know, how to invest their money versus you have that opportunity to be your own money manager and make your own success. And I think people don't know what, you know, how to do it. And, you know, there's, you know, ways. Sure, you have to you manage your risk, and people think all they hear how people lose money. Well, when the market's falling, we're making money, so that's a benefit. So, you know, it just definitely brings things into perspective of what our society and the education system, even for me to be a finance major, and it doesn't come across, you know.
Well, I think it's kind of like information. You said you keep, just like you're investing in your hotel, you mm-hmm. keep investing in your education.
Correct.
So everyone, hold on tight. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Jamelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, folks. If you're looking for the Two Ways to Make 2% show, I'm happy to say it's been canceled. This is Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Jamelli. Flying in the right seat is Christopher Smith.
Good morning.
And today we have Jim Bieber with us. Say hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
So he is no relation to the other Bieber.